Hey everyone, welcome to Amber May Show. I'm Amber May. I'm glad you're here with me. We have a lot to talk about. Yes, the Fauci emails, a lot to talk about. It's nothing that I did not, it's nothing new to me. It's nothing that I was like surprised at. If you've been a part of my channel for any length of time, I've kind of been talking about this for a while, but YouTube discovered me and I now have the badge of honor to go down with the other conservative voices. So they took a video off of my YouTube channel. I got a stern warning. So next time I will be have my first strike, which isn't going to be good because they will not allow me to do anything for an entire week. So I decided if anything's going to be spicy on YouTube, I'm going to just do it on Locals and on Rumble. So if you're interested in following me further, make sure you click the links below to click, make sure you subscribe, you know, to those channels so that you're always informed. So the emails, not surprising, but I'm glad they came out because I wanted to talk to some of my fellow Americans. But before we get started, I want you to like think about your future. And if you become ill or injured, most likely you're not going to be able to work. And that's the number one cause of bankruptcies in the United States is people become ill or injured and can't work for a certain period of time. So I can help you with that with tax-free money that comes in and keeps your household going while you recover. Also, it can leave a legacy to your family and protect you from those, you know, life's curveballs and build sustainable retirement. So if you're interested in learning more about that, click the link below and I'll be happy to talk to you more about that and see how we can help you. Also, essential oils is amazing. So, hey, if you want to use them for emotional support or to boost your immune system, you got to click that the link below to learn more. Okay, so my fellow Americans, you know, I want to let you guys know, I hope that there's some people on here that might not be conservative minded, because I wanted to speak to you for just a second. You know, for the last year and a half, you've been told that people on the right are full of conspiracies, but time and time again, we've been proven to be truthful. And I want to let you know that you really want to maybe take a step back and see who really is telling the truth here. And I've been so disenfranchised with the news media that I just can't believe them anymore. So I don't watch them. Just local here in the Valley, one of our longtime news anchors, actually worked with her when I interned at that Fox 10. She stepped down from her anchor spot after, 30 years of anchoring? Because what was being told night after night after night was just fear tactics and not necessarily balanced news. So they would hear one side of the story, but not the other. And I've been saying that for quite some time. You've only heard one side of the story, and that was Dr. Fauci. Anyone who came against Dr. Fauci was removed off of big tech. And for the first time in our lives, big tech and media have bound together and support whatever the government wants to say. And that's a very scary place to be. And so I'd like you to take a step back and just look at where you're getting your news sources from, because all these emails are now validating what the Patriots have been saying for the last year and a half. They were very skeptical about all the lockdowns and the shutdowns and the masks and they're very skeptical of it, and rightfully so, because we're finding out a lot of information about the coronavirus. And especially Dr. Fauci also realizes masks don't work. So there is someone that was pulling, I believe, Dr. Fauci's strings a little bit. There's somebody, because in the emails that I'm going to be sharing with you, we're going to find out when the mask thing kind of flipped and who kind of flip the script on that. And I also want to point out there's been doctors, if you ever wanted to dig into it, wasn't hard to find real answers to corona, to COVID-19, to find out that this was indeed from a lab. I truly believe that it was a biological weapon. It was gain of function research, and you and I suffered from that at the hands of taxpayer-funded money from the National Institute of Health. So the big three-letter government letters were a lot behind a lot of what we're seeing. And I just really have lost my faith in those three-letter government entities. And I want to caution you about that. So let's go back into history a little bit. Donald Trump, he was acquitted two times when he was impeached. He had a fake, they were trying to impeach him on a fake dossier that someone made up calling Russia collusion, Russia collusion. It was fake and it went on for 2 years. Let's go back even further. When Donald Trump became president, on his inauguration day, citizens were lining up in front of the entryway into the inauguration, and they were forbidding anyone to enter into the inauguration. I know that because my parents went there to go see him inaugurated and were forbidden to get past these people. They blocked the entrance and the police were not allowed to interfere. And so my parents were trying to like ask the guard, which was behind the gate, to get into the inauguration. And they told my parents, you have to kind of climb up this hill and get around. And it was not easy because my parents were elderly, you know, they're elderly people, their grandparents. And that's, you know, my dad is no longer with us. And so the Patriots, not the Patriots, but regular people, people from the left were forbidding people to go into the inauguration. Now that did not happen with Joe Biden. Nobody on the right blocked the entrance in to go see Joe Biden get inaugurated on inauguration day. So that started the whole thing from day one when he was getting inaugurated into the presidency. And then right away, Nancy Pelosi just started in on him and it didn't stop. And then they start with this fake dossier for 2 years, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion. Why they start that? Because Hillary Clinton was found with some emails and they were damning emails and they needed to take the heat off of her. So they started this Russia collusion thing that was completely fake. And then as we get closer to COVID, we find out, the president was trying to tell us, hey, it's from China, it's from China. And he was being discarded by the news media and by big tech and everything else. And they even shut the president of the United States off of big tech. So if you don't think your First Amendment right is being stifled, it is. It's being stifled by big tech, big media and the government, and they're all working together and they're working against you and me. So we found out that Donald Trump really did not collude with Russia. We found out it was a fake dossier. Then they tried to impeach him for an insurrection that never happened. That was all a fake thing too that they tried to start. And then the whole time we were trying to say, the patriots and regular Americans, that there's something really fishy about this COVID-19 and all the lockdowns and the masks, to find out even from Dr. Fauci himself, the mask didn't work. And here, you know, people were fighting amongst each other, maskers, anti-maskers versus maskers. And it was becoming really ugly. And it was the media made it a you against me thing. And I think that's really sad because I'm here behind the camera and I don't see a you against me. I see a we. And if you feel comfortable wearing a mask, that's fine with me. I don't care. Wear a mask. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, then do it. But there were studies that was coming out that were being blocked on YouTube and Facebook and the media, and they started calling us conspiracy theorists. Well, it turns to find out it's true that masks do not work. And that's from the mouth of Dr. Fauci. But you're going to see in these emails something switched and why he decided to change his mind. Now, I also want you to know, President Trump took us out of the WHO, which was a smart move. We are the number one funders of WHO. And Bill Gates is up there, too, funding the WHO. And then Biden put us back up there. These people are not in it for our best interest. They really aren't. And I would love the American people to have these rose-colored glasses really come off their eyes. I was one of them for a very long time. I thought we had a great government that was behind us, that cared about us, but they really don't. The two things they care about is money and power. And that's it. And coronavirus was one way that they can control us and get also more money for their friends, because they shut down small business. You don't think the small business could have done the same safety protocols as the big business? Absolutely, they could. They just want to crush the middle class because it doesn't fit with the narrative that they believe in, which is super rich and super poor. And that's the epitome of communism. Somehow these people think that this time they can get communism right, even though communism has failed in every single nation that it instituted and the people suffer from it. And I have videos on that in on YouTube that I'm trying to upload to my Rumble and my Locals account. So I want to let you know that if you thought that all of us were conspiracy theorists, I want to let you know we were fighting for you. We were fighting for you because something was fishy, and it was end up being true that this virus was created and it ended up hurting you and me and everyone else. And the mask thing wasn't real. And all the people that were trying to whistleblow was being told by the media, which we thought our whole lives was a credible source of information, and it really isn't. They're being controlled. So I want to show you over and over again, the conservative side has been proven to be true. And so if you want to continue to be lied to, that's fine. That is your choice. You can continue watching the same news, the same information, and continue to be lied to, and you can take the blue pill. That's fine. You can be in the matrix and have the blue pill or the red pill, and I might even have the pills mixed up. Because one pill Neo was given was he could pretend that, you know, everything was fine, a hunky-dory, and he was living his real life. Or you could take the red pill and realize he was being controlled by the matrix. So it's your choice. You can be like Neo and decide, hey, I actually want to live in the truth. And that's what patriots like me were trying to get out there. Not because we hated you, but the opposite is because we cared. We cared about keeping the freedoms and we cared about the truth. And so the information that we had thought was credible is no longer credible, and you can't believe that. And so if you can just step away from that, then that's one way you can start taking the other pill and start living and seeing things for what they really are. So let's get into some of the emails that were found in Dr. Fauci's email. So on January 31st, 2020, Fauci went back and forth with two medical researchers about the need to investigate whether or not COVID was man-made. Fauci forwarded a Science magazine article titled "Mining Coronavirus Genomes for Clues to the Outbreak of Origins" to immunologist Kristen Anderson and British medical researcher Jeremy Farrar. Fauci wrote, "This just came out today. You may have seen it. If not, it is of interest to the current discussion." And so then the reply from Anderson to Fauci read, "On the phylogenic tree, the virus looks totally normal and the clothes clustering with bats suggests that the bats serve as a reservoir. The unusual features of this virus make up a really small part of the genome, so no one has to look really closely at all the sequence to see that some of the features look engineered. We have a good team lined up to look very critically at this, so we should know much more at the end of the weekend." Anderson has since defended his comments, as he later published a paper in March 2020 showing his analysis of the virus was not man-made. And he and so that was another email. And then here's another one. On February 5th, 2020, Fauci wrote to American University President Sylvia Burwell, "Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses, which is small enough to pass through the material." This is what people have been saying this whole time, that viruses are too small. It goes right through the mask, so it does absolutely nothing. And there's been a lot of studies to show this. So the studies were proving Dr. Fauci right, but Dr. Fauci changed his story later on. "However, it might help provide some slight benefit to keep gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you. I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you're going to a very low risk location." Fauci also informed on March 31st of data showing masks don't work. The email from Dr. Andrea Lerner, which included a study on mask efficiency, read, Bottom line, generally, there were not differences in influenza-like illness, upper respiratory infections, or flu rates when masks were used, although when early use and compliance was taken into account a few times, a difference was seen, just a few times, but usually it was not effective. So I'll reread that again. In addition, I found the attached review on masks that addresses use in the community settings. Attached are the papers in figure three, which summarize the data from 9 very diverse RCTs overlapping is what I had said earlier. Bottom line, generally, there is not a difference in flu rates when masks were used, although when early use and compliance was taken into account a few times, that made a difference. Just a few times. So this is where things started changing for Dr. Fauci. Remember, the United States, the NIH, and China are in bed together. So March 16, 2020, an email was sent to Michael Liu and included advice from Dr. Zhang, the director of infectious disease department at Huishan Hospital in Shanghai. And the email read, "I strongly suggest American people should wear masks like Chinese, South Korean people, because every Chinese highest leader, Mr. Xi Jinping, wears masks." So I think this is where things started changing. I think it was a strong request from the Chinese to Dr. Fauci that he changes his tune. So this is where I think things changed, and there was no science. It was, we're our leaders doing it, so you need to do it too. That's what I think happened. To which Dr. Fauci replied, "Thank you for your note. We indeed have learned much from our Chinese colleagues. I appreciate you bringing these issues to our attention." And then April of 2020 denied the possibility that the virus could have come out of a lab. On February 2020, Dr. Michael Jacob emailed Fauci expressing his concern that the virus came from a lab. The email read, "We think there's a possibility that the virus was released from a lab in Wuhan, the biotech area of China. We also think that the virus might be complex with another organism, such as a yeast or fungus, to make it more sticky. We'd like to discuss this with you further. We feel that immediate action must be taken by the United States scientists to try and neutralize this threat." So it was a real thing. It was a real thing. And it's in the emails. But Dr. Fauci, for whatever reason, ended up protecting some people, which we're going to hear about in just a second. Okay. So Peter Danzik, he's the president of the Eco Health Alliance. So April 19th, 2020, the recipient of $3.7 million in National Institute of Health grant for research on the bat coronavirus, $600,000 of which went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Danzik is also on the team leading the investigation into the WHO and the origins of COVID. Oh, good. It's the wolf protecting the hen house, right? So this is the email from Danzik to Fauci. "I just want to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for COVID-19 from a bat to human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. From my perspective, your comments are brave, and coming from your trusted voice will help dispel this myth being spun around the virus's origins." Now, I want to let you know that there are other emails in here that Dr. Fauci was very concerned that gain-of-function research was going on, and there was some exchanges in that too. But this guy is thanking him for covering up the lab leak. So the whole thing is just one cover-up after another cover-up. So we just heard that from one person, oh, it is a lab leak. This was made in a lab. We've heard it actually two times that it was made, it was a created virus made in a lab. And then Peter Danzik was thanking him for getting his back and protecting him. So I just think that's just awful. So Fauci claims, and then here's the other thing. Constantly on CNN and other news sources, they were constantly perpetuating a lie that wasn't even true. And a lot of the emails were asking for Fauci to come and appear on whatever, either a live talk with a group or on the media somewhere or newspapers. Like, a lot of his emails were that. But then there was also emails where Fauci constantly was saying, hey, I am not being muzzled. I'm not being muzzled. I'm not being muzzled, because the news media was portraying, especially CNN, oh, the Trump administration wasn't allowing Dr. Fauci to say certain things. And so this proves that Donald Trump wasn't muzzling him from speaking whatever he wanted to say. And I read many of it and I was like, I don't get it. I don't know why they just won't let this go, because he said to them so many times, to which he responded, let's see. But yeah, okay, here we go. So Fauci and the media constantly claimed Trump was muzzling Fauci, and Fauci said he felt so much freer under Biden. And that was from he changed his tune. So Fauci changed his tune after Biden took office and was agreeing with CNN. And you could see this on CNN. Let me see. Maybe I could pull it up. I don't know if I could. Let me share this screen with you. Because this is where they were saying that Dr. Fauci was being muzzled by the president. But his emails, Dr. Fauci said in various emails in March, reportedly denied the media's reports that he was muzzled and said he was free to talk to the press. On March 1st, 2020, Fauci wrote, please stay silent since I have not been muzzled. I will be on multiple TV shows and was on Fox this morning and no one is censoring me. And I saw a bunch of those emails where he would say that. And so it was just like, it's CNN being CNN, spreading fake news when he wasn't being muzzled. In many of his emails, he stated he wasn't being muzzled. And so that's really frustrating. On March 2nd, 2020, Fauci wrote, I have been very explicit in stating publicly that I have not been censored or muzzled. I say exactly what I want to say based on scientific evidence. I have stated this on multiple TV programs the past few days, including at a major press conference with many, many reporters, including several TV cameras. I could not possibly be more public about this. No censor, no muzzle, free to speak. At least he's free to speak, because I certainly am not free to speak. I have been pulled off. Some of my videos have been pulled off of YouTube. So then Mark Zuckerberg got in on this. March 5th, this is the beginning, right before all the shutdowns happened. Mark Zuckerberg emailed Fauci thanking him for his service and offering to help get the message out. The email read, I want to send a note of thanks for your leadership on everything you're doing to make our country's response to this outbreak as effective as possible. To make our country's response to this outbreak as effective as possible. I also want to share a few ideas of ways we could help you get your message out, but I understand you're incredibly busy, so don't feel the need to reply. These seems very interesting. And then YouTube doesn't allow any content that spreads medical misinformation that contradicts local health authorities or the WHO's medical information about COVID-19. And Facebook, we remove content that repeats other false health information, primarily about vaccines, that are widely debunked by leading health organizations such as the WHO and the CDC, which I have been talking about on my programs already, that the VARS report is out there. That's the vaccine adverse reaction report. And this is the only virus out of all the vaccines where 4,800 people have died in the first few months of doing it. That's like an outrageous number, an outrageous number. And some of the emails that Dr. Fauci talked about when they were talking about that vaccine, he said the FDA is not going to approve this for at least 2 years. So we are still in trial. And you'll see that in some of Dr. Fauci's emails where they're talking about the vaccine and when they're going to get the vaccine. And he said, it will not be approved by the FDA for 2 years. That's the standard, okay? They had an emergency, but I hate to call it a vaccine because it's still a trial. Now, you'll hear some of the doctors, if you do any of this research on the vaccine, you're going to hear that they have tried multiple coronavirus vaccines. And in the trials, they all failed because every single animal that the vaccine has been tried on has killed the animal. So we almost have close to 5,000 deaths on just the vaccine alone. And here, my heart breaks because these people think they're going to protect themselves from this supposed deadly virus where 99% of people survive. And then 5,000 of those people died. And then there's tens of thousands of people with permanent injuries from the vaccine. So you're taking a gamble when you put that shot in your arm. Are you going to die? And are you going to have a permanent damage or any reaction whatsoever? And so that's not the information that's coming out necessarily on the media outlets and YouTube and Facebook. They're censoring that information. And so anyone who was coming out against the mask that we found out from Dr. Fauci himself didn't work was taken off. Anyone who wanted to talk about hydrochloroquine was taken off. Ivermectin was taken off. Zinc was taken off. You couldn't say these things, the things that would have helped the American people from a virus that was created in a lab. So let me show you this video from Fox with Rand Paul. Now, remember, Rand Paul is also a physician. And every time he's been toe-to-toe with Dr. Fauci, within weeks, he's been proven to be right. So let me share this screen with you. Oh, and that last video probably did not, you probably didn't have any sound for that last video. I just realized I didn't turn on the sound. I am so sorry. So you listened to that for nothing. I am so sorry.
Who questioned Dr. Fauci's expertise and motives as early as we did, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Senator, you are now calling for the firing of Anthony Fauci. What can you do in the Senate to get more answers than the ones that we have from these emails, which are still redacted?
You know, I think we've had a sea change of opinion. Everybody left of center was saying this was a conspiracy. No way could it have happened in the Wuhan lab. Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it. But the emails paint a disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research. And he knows it to this day, but hasn't admitted. We have to get Democrat counterparts that will actually use the committee hearings to investigate this. But so far, it's been such a partisan support for Dr. Fauci that he can do no wrong. But really, there's a lot of evidence that he has a great deal of conflict of interest, and that if it turns out this virus came from the Wuhan lab, which it looks like it did, that there's a great deal of culpability in that he was a big supporter of the funding. But he also was a big supporter to this day of saying we can trust the Chinese on this. We can trust the Chinese scientists. And I think that's quite naive and really should preclude him from the position that he's in.
And referencing the point you just made, Senator, the emails, they show that Fauci was scrambling in those early days of the pandemic to find out the links between the NIH-funded gain of function research and COVID. Now, here's how one of his NIH underlings responded to this email about a 2015 gain-of-function study that was co-authored by the Wuhan Institute of Virology's Bat Lady. And he said, the paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause, but have since been reviewed and approved by NIH. Not sure what this means, since Emily is sure that no coronavirus work has gone through the P3 framework. Explain that, Senator. Well, why is that so significant?
Here's, Laura, what makes it worse. 2 weeks ago in committee hearing, he said they did not fund any gain-of-function research I quoted that specific paper.
Right.
So the very paper that he puts in the email, he says, oh my goodness, we need to read this paper because we looks like we are actually funding gain of function research, which is where we juice up these viruses, take them from animals and infect them into humans. He's admitting that to his underling. He's worried about this in February of last year. But only 2 weeks ago, he tells me, oh, it wasn't gain of function research. But in his email, in the subject line, he says gain of function research. He was admitting it to his private underlings 7, 8, 9 months ago.
I mean, could there be criminal culpability here, given the repeated failures of Dr. Fauci, who is basically in charge of much of our messaging on this and advice on this? Could there be criminal culpability here, a fraud or ongoing collaboration with the Chinese when he was making excuses for them?
Moral culpability. In the research done by the bat scientist in Wuhan, she gives him credit. She lists the exact NIH grant with a 10-numeral disclaimer or ID number, listing the money and thanking the NIH for the money. It's clearly gain of function. There are several scientists who are in this field, cellular biologists. They all say that taking a SARS virus and adding an S protein to it to make it infect human cells, that is the very definition of gain of function. It's very dangerous. We shouldn't be doing it here or there. But Dr. Fauci has denied it to this day, but the private emails show that he was acknowledging that it was gain of function. Nobody was questioning it. The scientific community needs to look at this because he hides behind this veil of the lab coat that nobody can question him.
Yeah,
but
well,
I believe, and by looking at the evidence, that it absolutely was gain of function research, and he was funding it. And to this day, he's still saying he would do it again because he trusts the Chinese scientists.
Yeah. Well, one of those emails obtained by BuzzFeed, Senator, was from Peter Daszak of the EcoHealth Alliance. So he was the one pushing this and doing this research. And that was funded by NIH in Wuhan. So he wrote to Fauci on April 18, 2020. I just wanted to say a personal thank you for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for COVID-19, not a lab release from the Wuhan. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Laura. Peter Daszak is not a disinterested party. He's not just looking for the truth. He was the funder of the research in Wuhan. So he has a self-interest in not revealing this because
no,
if it turns out the lab, the virus came from the lab. That's my point, too. This is a big deal. So any investigation going forward, it can't include Tony Fauci, can't include Peter Daszak because they were the ones who funded the lab. They have a conflict of interest with coming to the truth.
We want to ask one more question, which is about the timing of the lift of the moratorium on this type of research, Senator. In January of 9th of 2017, the NIAID released this statement saying, we have gone through the reviews, basically, we have all these recommendations as to why this type of research should be permitted. It was 11 days before Donald Trump is inaugurated. And it's like a 4 or 5 page memorandum. Don't you find that timing to be interesting?
Getting a good night's sleep.
I found the timing very interesting as well. Like I said in previous videos, I think these two go hand in hand. I could be wrong. It's just my opinion. The way I see things, I just don't see things as coincidence. I see things going hand in hand. I think that this was pre-planned so that they could install a government. It could interfere in the election. They could shut down our economy. They could take our rights away. And I just see this as a hand in hand. I kind of laid out the video in an earlier video of why I feel like that. So I'm not going to reiterate that. But I don't find this coincidental at all. I think there's people behind the strings pulling the strings, you know, the puppets. And I think it was all. That's why I just don't trust the government. I really don't. They have lost my trust. The media has lost my trust. I just don't trust these people right now. And so that's why for anyone who is not a conservative, I would just really ask you to really look at things, because I just don't want you to be lied to. And so far, everything that the conservatives have come out with has been proven to be true. So anyways, I'm going to leave you that with that. Make sure you like and subscribe, share this with other people. And I will, I also want to ask you if you would consider, you know, supporting this channel. That'd be great. There's a link to support the channel, or if you're on Locals, it's just like $5. You could do that as well. So I want to thank you for your consideration. You guys have a great day.